Hey there, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, so I actually spent my morning, at least part of my morning, doing research for the Enough book, watching several of the times, I think it's three times, that the chef Thomas Keller has appeared on an interview talk show hosted by Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose is a longtime interviewer, been interviewing folks for a very long time, has this kind of roundtable discussion, generally him and one other famous person, and from all different backgrounds and things, but I've always loved his interviews with Thomas Keller.
Okay.
Thomas Keller is regarded as one of the top chefs in the world. He's run 20-something James Beard Awards, including back-to-back Chef of the Year Awards. His restaurant, The French Laundry, in the Napa Valley area of California, I believe just outside of Yonkville, is widely regarded as one of the top restaurants in the world, and actually by, I believe it's the Michelin Guide, regarded as the best restaurant in the world. His other restaurant, Per Se, in New York City, is of equal renown, and the chefs at Per Se actually trained with the chefs at the French Laundry. And then when it was time to get Per Se open and going, the French Laundry shut down for 5 months so that the French Laundry chefs could go to New York and work side by side with the Per Se chefs and basically helped to get that off the ground. Besides those two restaurants, he's got two bistro-style restaurants, both of which are named Bouchon, one in Las Vegas and the other in Yonkville. I have eaten at Bouchon. I have never been able to eat at the French Laundry, and I'll explain why. The deal with the French Laundry is that in order to get reservations, you have to call exactly 2 months to the day before you wish to make your reservation at exactly 10 a.m. Pacific time. And you have a window of about 3 to 5 minutes before it fills up.
Wow.
And so you better have it on speed dial, and you better have a really itchy, quick trigger finger to keep dialing, hang up, dial, hang up, dial, hang up until you get through. And then once you get through, I believe it works like this. It could be wrong, and the rules may have changed since the last time I tried. But I believe the deal is that you make your reservation. You leave your credit card number. Your card will be charged for whatever the price of the meal is on that day. You don't know what that price will be because they decide the menu on the day. When you go to the restaurant, you're not presented with a menu. You're there for the experience. So you don't know how much is going to be charged on that card.
That even when like you leave.
Huh?
That sounds like a laugh.
Well, but here's the deal. There's an inherent trust that has to go into that exchange, right? It gets back to this idea that I've had for a long time that money is worthless without trust, that it's trust that has value, that money as a construct doesn't really, it's a construct. It's a construct that is built to exchange trust. The thing that really has the value. This is a perfect example of that, right? Because it doesn't matter what the price of that meal is. You're going to go, and you're going to open yourself up to having an experience that will be the best meal of your life. And if it's the best meal of your life, why does the cost matter?
Interesting.
That, you know, you should be willing to pay anything for the best meal of your life.
Yeah.
But you can't place a value on it. The cost is just a token. that in fact it is priceless, so it doesn't matter what it costs. So I digress. Because there's several things I love about this interview. Number one, one of the things he talks heavily about, as a chef with four restaurants, obviously he's not there cooking at every one of them every night of the week, right? He has executive chefs that he has personally trained and that they kind of lay out his vision, right? He gives them the knowledge and the trust and they go forth with that. One of the reasons why he did the thing where he had the chefs that were going to be working at this new restaurant train with the ones at his existing restaurant and then close the existing one. And he talks about this. It's a similar concept as I've talked about with Apple before. And that is the idea of culture, right? That as long as he builds the right culture, it doesn't matter whether he's there or not. Right, that it will continue. Mm-hmm. That he knows that the French Laundry, whether he's in the kitchen or not, will continue to serve the best meal in America or in the world. Right, because he has created a culture to allow for that, I really appreciate that aspect of the interviews. The other thing I found interesting was Charlie Rose asked him, "Okay, so when people are coming to your restaurant, and you know they're not coming for the menu, or they're coming for an experience," and he says, "Yeah, when you come to one of our restaurants or any great restaurant, you should just allow yourself, open yourself up to the experience. Yeah, you may have dietary restrictions and things like that, so let them know those. But to experience a truly great chef, you have to go in with a blank slate and say, okay, I'm ready, feed me. Right? And that the best restaurants do that. Right, is one of the reasons why you'll have a tasting menu or something like that, and you'll just have these plates just kind of come out, and whatever comes out, you know, is going to be fantastic, and it doesn't matter whether or not it's what you were quote unquote in the mood for or not. What you were in the mood for is a great eating experience, right? He says someone comes in, they're open to the experience, and you know, we'll have 15 to 20 courses, sometimes 25, sometimes 30. You know, Charlie Rose just kind of takes it back. He's like, oh, whoa, you know, that's a lot of courses. And he said, well, but, you know, here's the thing. And I loved this. And this is a direct quote. He said, "We really believe in the law of diminishing returns, which means the more you have of something, the less you are likely to enjoy it." And I'm like, yes, yes, that's exactly it, right? And he goes on to further explain that, yeah, it's 20 courses, but this is maybe three or four bites each, you know? So, you know, you take a bite, and it's wonderful. You take another bite, and it's wonderful. You take that third bite, and you're like, oh, this is just so great. And it's gone. Thus, opening you up to being ready for the next course. Your mind is sitting there blown. It's like, how could they possibly top this? And then they do. And he described it as almost like a concert with a beginning and this crescendo, and this kind of period at the end where you're left in awe of what you just experienced and what just occurred, and that he's doing that in the tiniest, simplest ways possible. I also like the idea that he talked about, okay, well, you know, talk about that experience, you know, where does that experience begin? And he said, well, I mean, it begins with the service, right? It begins with the front of house and the house manager and making sure that, you know, that someone is well taken care of. But it all comes down to service. So, you know, regardless of the food, regardless of anything else, we're a service industry and we're here to serve, right? We're here to serve those who come to be served. And I thought, yeah, that's exactly it. And so then finally, and the last thing that really struck me about these interviews is at one point Charlie asked him, you know, so what's your favorite meal? What's, like, you know, last meal you're ever going to have? What, you know, what are you ordering? And he said, roast chicken. And he said, mainly because, you know, no, it's not fancy, it's not, but it brings up so many emotional, it brings me places, it transports me when I the smells and the taste and everything about the roasting of the chicken brings me back to a time at home with my mother, and simply there's an emotional connection there. And here is the greatest chef in the world who could have any meal he wants. But what he wants is so simple. And the reason he wants it is because of because the simplicity brings about emotions that the complex cannot. And that it's not about the artistry and it's not about the food, that it is still, even for him, about the experience and about the emotion. So therefore, it's not surprising to me. I've never been able to get into the French Laundry. The main reason is that they take their winter break at the same time I'm generally in San Francisco, which is generally for Macworld. It just so happens that the French Laundry takes a regular, I believe, 6-week winter break every year in January, like, you know, January to February. And so, never been able to go because they're closed. So as a consolation, last time I was out in California, Bethany and I, went to, Bouchon, in Yonkville, his other restaurant, his bistro style restaurant, certainly, a more approachable step down from the French Laundry and meant to be. Surprised I was, though I shouldn't have been, that there was Thomas Keller, 2 tables away, eating with his father-in-law. On reflection, I realized something. The French Laundry is the place where you want to go have an experience with food. Bouchon is the place you go when you want to have an experience, and where the food is the focus, right? But Bouchon is the type of place where you go when you want the conversation to be the focus. And it's clear to me that, you know, should Bethany and I had gone to French Laundry, we would have had this wonderful experience, where this shared experience, where the food and that experience was the focus. But we went with a friend to Bouchon and had a wonderful evening of conversation and laughter and wine. And it was easy and it was casual. And you know, the food was great, but not too great.
Yeah.
And that even that was about the experience, just a different experience that he wants people to have at Bouchon. An experience that he himself partakes in, at least, you know, at least the one time I was there. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of lessons and a lot of takeaways there about simplicity and about what's really important and about how, in some cases, appropriate focus is, you know, is called into play. And that that these things, like enough, are ever-changing. And it's about finding our own center of balance in approaching them and finding out what, you know, what do we want to be the focus right now in this experience. So, but, you know, with that, I know you need to get off and have a meal of your own, and I just...
Yeah, I'm really hungry now.
I did not help at all, did I?
No. No, you did not. I'm going to go eat some chicken.
I recommend roasted. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it, as always.
Always a pleasure, mate.
All right. We'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.